local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome you into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Happy Tuesday, December 12th, 2023, one day closer to Christmas. 57 degrees right now, overnight tonight 43 with partly cloudy skies. We'll get more on the weather coming up here in a matter of moments, and Austin getting us caught up on the roadways as well. We kick off this hour, as we always do, with our top three stories. Number one, the UN General Assembly today demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza as they got a two-thirds majority and passed the resolution demanding a ceasefire. Two amendments to the ceasefire proposed by the U.S. and Austria both failed. The U.S. says while they support a pause in fighting, they don't support a ceasefire that would allow Hamas to plan another attack. Also, in Washington, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky holding court with members of Congress on Capitol Hill. Zelensky making a plea to the U.S. for more aid as discussions about a Ukraine deal remain stalled in Congress that being blocked by Senate Republicans right now. Here is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Democrats are serious about reaching reasonable bipartisan compromise to pass this package. The question is, if Republicans are now willing to do the same.
Zelensky is making his third visit to Washington since Russia began its invasion of the country. And, of course, the White House has been very clear that if they don't get an aid package approved by Christmas, then they are going to run out of money for Ukraine. Also today, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the White House is impeding the investigation into President Biden.
They're not allowing witnesses to come forward and thousands of pages of documents.
And that's why he says it's necessary to vote to formalize the impeachment inquiry into the president this week. A vote to could come as soon as tomorrow. And Johnson says investigators will only follow the facts and will not prejudge the outcome. That's a look at our top three stories today. 6:15, first check this hour of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there isn't much to report on, luckily. We do have an accident from last hour on West 9 Mile Road near Ashland Avenue. If you are in that area, there is still some congestion going on there. We also had some previously reported accidents on Pine Forest Road near I-10 and on Mobile Highway, but neither of those are causing too severe congestion at the moment. Outside of that, Pensacola is looking rather decent other than maybe some congestion here and there downtown or maybe on some of these busier roads like North Davis Highway. As for Gulf Breeze Parkway, that one was giving us a lot of trouble. There is still some congestion here and there, but it has, for the most part, cleared up. And the same could be said about Caroline Street and Santa Rosa County towards Payson Milton more specifically.
All right, thank you very much. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
The dry and cool forecast continues over the next couple of days into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. To end the work week out, we're going to have low temperatures in the 40s and possibly some upper 30s depending on how far north you go. High temperatures will be in the 60s, low to mid 60s with partly to mostly cloudy skies every single day. Actual chances for rain return by the weekend, but chances right now look low. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Again, 55 now. Overnight low tonight is going to be 43. A lot happening here locally. Murder trial starting this week for the former Baker fire chief accused of killing a former friend and Pensacola business owner.
He raised his arm and he aimed that gun at the back of the head of Michael Evers as Mr. Evers was turned away from him.
Channel 3 was in the courtroom as prosecutors made their case against 53-year-old Brian Easterling, who allegedly shot and killed Michael Evers inside Evers' body and repair shop back in June of 2022. The shooting reportedly stemmed from a dispute over $25,000. Easterling is expected to take the stand in his defense tomorrow. Also, the parent company of the Pensacola News Journal is filing a motion to dismiss a lawsuit that was filed in connection to Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bragosch's text messages. Tampa-based law firm Thomas and LoCicero filed the motion yesterday on behalf of Gannett Media, saying in part the complaint is an attempt to make an end run around the First Amendment protections afforded the PNJ by seeking to claw back copies of records, including public records the PNJ lawfully obtained. They add that the lawsuit is an effort to gag further news reporting on the contents of the records. Commissioner Burgosh alleges the text messages were stolen, and the county named the PNJ, Jonathan Owens, and another private citizen in that lawsuit. Mayor D.C. Reeves giving an update on how negotiations are going regarding the Old Baptist Hospital property, pivoting slightly rather than pursuing a full property donation agreement right now. Reeves says they're moving towards a letter of intent.
It will be worded as such that the money that would be coming from the legislature potentially, we hope, would have proviso language that would say this is the dollar allocation that would go to this project if the city were to accept it as a donation. So that helped us solve that problem that we would have to take donation of the property before we knew what the capital stack was. That we hope that solved that issue.
Reeves says this allows taxpayers to stay off the hook when it comes to potentially unknown costs that could become associated with the property under city ownership while they wait to see how much state funding they might get. Also, some good news. Lighthouse Private Christian Academy has a new place to call home for their athletic programs. When they meet Thursday, the Santa Rosa County Commissioners are likely to approve an agreement that'll let them move into the East Milton Park.
That park has been floundering for several years, and we're hoping and we believe that they're going to be a great partner out there.
County Administrator Devan Cook says the school will be in charge of managing and maintaining the gym and athletic fields while they use them for their sports teams. So good job there. 6:19, we'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics one and two, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
With the holidays upon us, the increase in traveling, shopping, and connecting online also heightens the need to protect your identity and finances with LifeLock. Identity thieves see this time of year as an opportunity to drain your accounts, open new loans in your name, and damage your financial future. LifeLock detects and alerts you to the threats you might miss on your own. Don't let the busy holiday season catch you off guard. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code CLAY. LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy-efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South Brand.
For a limited time only, buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Breakfast with Santa benefiting the Gulf Coast Kids House at Casino Beach Bar is Saturday morning. Tickets include a breakfast buffet and goodie bag. Your kids will get a special picture with Santa. See GulfCoastKidsHouse.org for more. Don't miss the First City Lights Festival, part of Pensacola Winterfest. The historic district is lit up with more than 500,000 lights. See DowntownPensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
This is Lewis Bear wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Will with Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a happy holiday from our family to yours.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3, Joe and Austin with you on a Tuesday. Thanks so much for tuning in each and every afternoon and evening, making us part of your ride home. Appreciate that. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. The Sarasota School Board is taking up the question tonight of whether one of their members should resign. That is Bridget Ziegler, the wife of Christian Ziegler, Florida's GOP chairman, who has been accused of sexual assault.
The distractions need to be over. The resignation needs to happen. And it's for our students, our community, our faculty. It's time to move on.
It is an accusation. No charges have been filed. Of course, Christian Ziegler's future as the Republican Party chair very much in the air, as the Florida Republican Party will meet in Orlando this weekend to discuss his future as chairman.
And state officials are coming down on a Broward County high school that allowed a transgender student to play on a girls' volleyball team. The FHSAA has handed down 1 year probation and a $16,500 fine to Monarch High School for breaking the Fairness in Women's Sports Act signed by Governor Ron DeSantis back in 2021.
In Florida, you know, girls are going to play girls' sports and boys are going to play boys' sports.
The letter sent to the interim principal said that the school illegally let a biological male play in girls' volleyball games both last season and this season.
A Florida dentist will spend the rest of his life in prison in connection to a murder-for-hire plot. Charles Adelson was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole today for the murder of his sister's ex-husband and FSU law professor Dan Markle back in 2014. He was found guilty last month of hiring two hitmen to kill his former brother-in-law in Tallahassee.
And thousands of Floridians are owed more than $6 million in unpaid wages. The U.S. Department of Labor says that most of the roughly 14,000 workers in the state don't even know that they're owed money. Data recently released by the agency shows employees in Orange County were the most impacted compared to others. Federal officials say that they will make sure businesses pay their workers for overtime or minimum wage.
Yeah, also, Florida's attorney general says she's a Florida Gator, but she knows injustice when she sees it.
The NCAA conferences and the college football playoff selection committee are subject to antitrust laws. We are launching an investigation to examine if the committee was involved in any anti-competitive conduct in its unprecedented decision.
Yeah, so she was wearing a garnet jacket in front of Doak Campbell Stadium when that video was made, and Ashley Moody says she's launching an investigation into the CFP committee to see if any antitrust laws were broken. So there, I guess that's what the $1 million in the state budget is for. 6:25, we got a check over roads and weather before checking out our national headlines today.
All right. Thank you, Joe. So far this hour, there hasn't been much to report on the roads, luckily. We did have a couple of accident reports from late in hour two. Really, the only one that's causing like noteworthy congestion, I guess, would be on Nine Mile Road near Ashland Avenue. Also, if you're on Pine Forest Road near the I-10 area, also near Wild Lake Boulevard, I do see some congestion still building up there. Other than that, though, nothing too severe in Pensacola or the surrounding areas at this moment.
All right. Thank you very much, meteorologist Joe Neubauer, with a look what's happening weather-wise.
Chilly weather at times as we go through the next couple of days. Wednesday, we're starting out in the 40s with high temperatures a little bit warmer in the middle 60s, partly cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures will continue in the 60s with wind out of the northeast, breezy at times, 10 to 15 miles per hour. If you're looking for a chance for rain, we have a small chance on Saturday and a slightly higher chance to watch on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you, Joe. Right now we're at 55 degrees. We'll have partly cloudy skies throughout the night, 43 for a low. Sunshine Wednesday, 63. Pretty much the rest of the work week is going to be low 60s, partly sunny, varying degrees of cloud cover throughout each of the day here. Saturday night really is when we have our next chance at some rain. 50% chance as of now. Saturday night, Sunday is calling for a 50% chance of showers as well, with a high of 60, and then sunshine returning to the forecast next week. So it doesn't look like it's going to be as much rain as we got this past weekend, but again, we kind of have a pattern where the weekdays are great as far as sunshine is concerned, and then the weekends we get rain, and then they clear right back out for the start of the another work week. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation and world today, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is endorsing Nikki Haley for president. The endorsement could give the former South Carolina governor a boost in her push to emerge as the leading Republican alternative to Donald Trump.
And almost a month after President Biden said that he and Chinese President Xi Jinping had agreed to resume communication between each nation's militaries, there has been no movement whatsoever. Biden said after a November meeting with Xi in San Francisco that a military hotline would be restored, but U.S. officials say that they've gotten no response from Beijing.
Yeah, I wonder if this was like the episode of Friends where Monica and Chandler come back from their honeymoon and they're talking about the awesome couple that they met that gave them their phone number, and it turns out to be some random deli in the city. She gave Biden a folded paper, and then the number came out. It was like area code 123-456-7890. You know, I don't
maybe.
Know.
Who knows?
Arizona is requesting more than $500 million from the feds as the state's migrant crisis continues to grow.
Arizona has borne the brunt of federal inaction on our southern border, and I'm tired of it.
That's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs saying that she wrote a letter to the president citing what she calls the government's failure to secure Arizona's border with Mexico.
And former Congressman George Santos is said to be in, quote, productive conversations over a possible plea deal with federal prosecutors. Santos faces 36 federal charges ranging from money laundering and identity theft.
Recap of our top three stories on this Tuesday. The UN General Assembly today getting a two-thirds majority vote to call for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Of course, the U.S. not supporting the pause in fighting. They are supporting a pause in fighting, not a ceasefire, that would allow Hamas to plan another attack, according to the U.S. Ukrainian President Zelensky in Washington today meeting with congressional leaders as he's trying to get more money in the fight against Russia. And a vote could be tomorrow for the House to formalize the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. 6:30 right now, Fox News Update is followed by a look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight. Pensacola right now.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden hosts Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House today as Zelensky seeks more money for the war effort against Russia. House Republicans are demanding money to fix the southern border be included in any bill, but Biden says it's time for them to compromise.
Holding Ukraine funding hostage in the attempt to force through an extreme Republican partisan agenda on the border is not how it works. We need real solutions.
Harvard's governing body has decided that University President Claudine Gay will stay, despite backlash from her comments on Capitol Hill about campus anti-Semitism.
The decision follows 2 months of complaints from Jewish students that say they feel unsafe on campus under Gay's leadership, who has allowed anti-Semitism to go unchecked.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In response to growing theft concerns among iPhone users, Apple is rolling out a beta test of a new iOS setting called Stolen Device Protection. The tech giant says once that's enabled, your iPhone will restrict certain settings when you're away from a location familiar to the device, such as your home or work. And if you want to change an Apple ID password away from such a location, the device will require your Face ID or Touch ID. Stocks rose for a fourth straight session. The S&P 500 added 21 points today. The Dow Industrials tacked on 173, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 101. Nacho cheese tortilla chip flavored booze, yep, Pepsi's Doritos brand has partnered with Denmark-based Empirical on a spirit based on the snack company's nacho cheese flavor. Available only online, the limited edition flavor goes on sale tomorrow to customers in New York and California. $65 for a 750 milliliter bottle. Use it to make a Bloody Mary or margarita. That's your money now.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The NBA in-season tournament was extremely forced. I can only laugh when the most overrated commissioner in sports, Adam Silver, was on stage once again trying to make this a big deal by handing out championship medals to the Lakers. And the laughter will only continue as Los Angeles will hang an in-season tournament championship banner. So look up next time you're at a Lakers game, and you'll see legendary jerseys retired, actual championship banners, and then a Fugazi in-season tournament one. I'm Zach Gelb.
Fill your game day cooler with the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, real brewed tea with a 5% kick of alcohol. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Did you know gas goes bad in as little as 30 days? Bad gas can cause rough starts, poor performance, or no starts at all. Stable, America's number one fuel stabilizer, ensures quick and easy starts after storage. Stable's proprietary formula keeps fuel fresh for 2 years, outperforming competitors. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, lawnmower, leaf blower, weed trimmer, ATV, motorcycle, or anything else with an engine, when you store, start with Stable.
Do you have a game plan for COVID-19? Prescription oral treatments must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms, even if mild. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Visit treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay.
Hey, everybody, this is Austin Price.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor.
This is Joe Ford.
Hi, this is David Wayne.
And I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah. Also a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas from my family and from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
You can see it from the river to the top of White Pine Ridge, burning like a summer sun. Rudolph's nose was lit with Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Dotter, and Blitzen. At the bonfire out in the sticks, country backwoods, home run hits.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A couple minutes past 6:35 here, so we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Luckily, there hasn't been much to report on the road so far this hour. It appears to still be that way. We did have some accident reports on Pine Forest Road and West 9 Mile Road. Also one on Mobile Highway earlier in hour two. Those are still causing some slight congestion, most notably the one on 9 Mile Road near Ashland Avenue. But it's nothing too severe, so it shouldn't hold you up too long. Looking at some of these other busier roads here, North Davis Highway, some downtown Pensacola action. Looking at Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street over in Santa Rosa County, those are not looking too bad at the moment either, so you should be good to go.
Chilly weather at times as we go through the next couple of days. Wednesday, we're starting out in the 40s with high temperatures a little bit warmer in the middle 60s, partly cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures will continue in the 60s with wind out of the northeast, breezy at times, 10 to 15 miles per hour. If you're looking for a chance for rain, we have a small chance on Saturday and a slightly higher chance to watch on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. It's 55 degrees right now, getting down to 43 overnight tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 63. Sports today just underway here on TNT. The Lakers and the Mavericks. Game one of a doubleheader coming up next is the Suns and Warriors. Should tip off at around 9 or so. Meanwhile, on ESPN, you've got a hockey doubleheader, Red Wings and Blues underway. And then a matchup of superstar Connor McDavid, best player in the NHL, and the Blackhawks' Connor Bedard. So Blackhawks Oilers at 9 o'clock. NFL news, L.A. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert's season ends with having surgery today on his broken right index finger. And Duke quarterback Riley Leonard is transferring to Notre Dame. So much to the chagrin of Austin here.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled.
Yeah, I know. So we have, in the span of 2 days, Sunday and Monday, two Florida AFC teams having a chance to lay claim to the number one seed. Both teams tripping over themselves.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we were talking about how yesterday, we were talking about how the Packers and the Dolphins should have been able to take care of business, especially the Dolphins, because as you said, they were battling for their 10th win of the season, and all just to fall to a 4-8 team, and they were at home, correct?
The Dolphins were at home, yeah.
Yeah, my goodness.
Up 14 points with what, like 5 minutes left? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, I think it was it may have been under 3 minutes.
It may have been,
that they were
yeah.
That they were up by 14. That's really disappointing, because I think objectively, when you look at the Dolphins' history and you look at their championship drought, you kind of want them to succeed unless you're a rival of theirs. So it kind of sucks.
Yeah. And then I was right on the Giants covering. I did not have them winning, though.
What was that all about?
You know, and the thing about the Giants that I love is that, you know, from the second that they made the announcement, I said it was such a big mistake for them to pay Daniel Jones what they are. But they have this guy named Tommy DeVito.
I know. How about that?
Who is like quintessential Italian New Yorker.
Yep.
He's from New Jersey. His agent looks like Chico Marx.
Yep.
His dad looks like a mob boss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care what they're paying Daniel Jones. I mean, he has to be the quarterback for the New York Giants, right? Like, I mean,
he's winning. First of all, he's becoming a fan favorite, and it's because of things like that, not just the success
he's
seeing.
New York, New Jersey, like that is him.
Yeah, I mean, seeing his agent and stuff, because that's the thing. Yeah, his agent was wearing like all black with like a fedora or something.
Hat, kissing and, like, each other on the cheeks.
Yeah, kissed dad on the cheek or whatever. It's like, I mean, it is. It's very culturally significant for that area. And if he's winning, I mean, how can you take that away from it? It's like the mob, you know? I mean, they say, hey, Tommy, Danny's not cutting it, you know? Yeah. And he's like, I'll take care of it.
That's right. Exactly.
Don't you worry about a thing, all
right? That's right. Health, business, and science today. The company that owns Sports Illustrated firing its CEO after the magazine published numerous stories with fake author names and photos that were created by AI. The Arena Group says that Ross Levinson, no relation to Jan Levinson, was no longer in the position he's held for 3 years.
And it's now less affordable than any time in recent history to buy a home. Mortgage rates slipped to about 7% last week, the lowest in several months. But they are still more than double what they were 2 years ago. Typically, high mortgage rates slow down home sales, and home prices should soften as a result, but not this time.
Yeah, it's not happening. Federal Reserve rate cuts could come as soon as June. That's according to the latest CNBC Fed survey. More than half of the 35 experts asked built in a rate cut by June of 2024. That number rising to nearly 70% by July. They also saw the odds of a recession at about 41%, which is down 8 points from the October survey.
And Google finds itself on the losing end of an antitrust lawsuit brought on by the video game company Epic Games. Epic Games, maker of multiple popular games, but probably the most infamous, sure, dare I say, is, yeah, Fortnite. It's been fighting Google and Apple for years over how the App Store's payment sharing systems work. The company changed its software so customers could pay Epic directly to get around paying Google as much as 30%, and the game was kicked off of the Google platform.
Yeah, 77% of Americans say they accept an invitation to an event they didn't really want to go to around the holidays because it seems rude to say no. But yeah, a new study says that hosts usually don't mind as much as we think, and politely declining those invitations to those holiday parties can be good for your mental health because it helps avoid holiday burnout, all right? Okay. Just don't be a Grinch and skip them all, because socializing in general is also good for mental health as well.
Okay, so you've described me as an old soul before, and yeah, I totally agree.
Well, you describe yourself as an old soul.
Well, I was about to say, I totally agree with that, yeah, image. I behave and I think I approach society with the mentality of a much older individual.
Yes.
Is lying not cool anymore? Why don't you just say, hey, sorry, like, I got a thing? You know, I mean, why do you have to go, well, it's either yes or no, and I am available? Just say, nah, I don't want to. Like, there's something, I've got something going on. Wish I could make it. Bummer.
Yeah, but wish that you could make it would be the lie.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a lie.
Oh, well.
Ain't going to kill you. Kids.
Uncle Austin with
take this lesson.
Questionable advice.
Yeah, take this lesson. Lie. No, I'm just kidding. But I don't know. I would lie. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Pop culture notes today. Legendary hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan will be starting a Las Vegas residency on Super Bowl weekend. Mm. The residency will be at the Theater at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. It's been in the works for about 5 years. The group hopes that it will inspire other rap artists to become part of the Las Vegas entertainment scene.
And a Scottish woman who picked up a first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in a bargain bin for around $12 sold it at auction yesterday for $69,000. The hardcover book titled Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in the U.S. was one of just 200 printed that went to bookstores back in 1997.
So, wait. The Philosopher's Stone and the Sorcerer's Stone are two different books?
No, I think they're the same thing, but I don't know. I haven't read them, but I think they're the same thing. It's just a matter of the hard, like the version that was labeled the Philosopher's Stone, like one of like just 200 were printed for bookstores.
But it's the same book as the Sorcerer's Stone.
I think it may be, yes.
All right. Well, if there's any Harry Potter experts that would love to clear up any confusion that I may have.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, text line 850-437-1620. Also, Tucker Carlson launching his own subscription streaming service. The Tucker Carlson Network went live Monday. It'll be home to multiple shows, including interviews, short-form videos, and monologues. And it's $9 a month or $72 a year. And it'll initially be solely available through Carlson's website. 6:45, another check of the roads and weather.
All right, so there hasn't been much to report on so far this hour. It appears to still be that way. We are still dealing with some minor congestion being caused by some accidents on West 9 Mile Road near Ashland Avenue and it's on Pine Forest Road near I-10 and Wild Lake Boulevard. If you are in those areas, there should be some minor congestion there, but it shouldn't hold you up too long. Outside of that, it's looking pretty smooth sailing so far.
Chilly weather at times as we go through the next couple of days. Wednesday, we're starting out in the 40s with high temperatures a little bit warmer in the middle 60s, partly cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures will continue in the 60s with wind out of the northeast, breezy at times, 10 to 15 miles per hour. If you're looking for a chance for rain, we have a small chance on Saturday and a slightly higher chance to watch on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. Right now it's 55 degrees, 43 is going to be the overnight low tonight. Sunshine, 63 on tap for tomorrow. A Malaysian businesswoman staying at the posh Ritz Hotel in Paris last week, and her diamond ring that's supposedly worth $800,000 turned up missing from her hotel room. So, as you may expect, naturally, she filed a police report blaming the hotel employee, saying that she left it on a table. And when she got back, it was gone and couldn't find it anywhere. So she freaked out on the staff. Ritz employees launched a search and amazingly found it in the bag of a vacuum cleaner used by cleaning staff. The ring was turned over to police for safekeeping until the woman can return to collect it. And the Ritz offered her a free stay to make up for it, but she declined.
Presumably out of
embarrassment. My guess is because she goes off on this tirade about the employees, files a police report alleging that they stole it. Oops, nope, it just dropped on the floor and our vacuum just scooped it up. So, yeah, no, she can't go back to the Ritz-Carlton and be like, you know, hey, my bad on blaming you for my $800,000 ring being missing. Yeah. I would also surmise not owning anything worth $800,000, but if I did and I was traveling in another country, I would probably have a better system in place to keep tabs on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was she was careless, and a lot of egg on the face there.
Yeah.
A video is making the rounds that shows three coffee house workers in Oakland denying a Jewish woman access to the shop's bathroom. Inside the bathroom, there was anti-Israel graffiti, and the woman wanted to take pictures of it. One employee can be heard saying "Free Palestine" in the middle of this entire debacle. The company says at least one of the employees was fired as a result.
Yeah, well, the first half of that story, it's like, oh, okay, they're nice employees. They just want to protect the Jewish customer from seeing something that may offend her.
Yeah.
And then one of them says "Free Palestine." You're like, oh, okay, that's not what's going on.
Don't
there.
Make the anti-Israel graffiti look bad. Yeah. I think that's what they were trying to. Don't make us look bad.
Right.
That's what they were wanting.
You either love it or you hate it. It's a Christmas song that is very well known, and I have not come across very many people that are indifferent to it. What song is that, you ask?
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough.
Every time I listen to it, I just basically just sing what the bass does. You know, bum, bum, bum,
bum.
Yeah, that's catchy. What I do, yeah. I am firmly in the love it camp. My wife despises it. And somebody went to a musicologist to try to figure out exactly why this song is so polarizing. And there's three main reasons. Number one is a structure or lack thereof, as the verse-chorus-verse structure is simple to a fault. But according to this musicologist, the song's harmonic patterns are diabolically complex. There's also the synths. Paul McCartney recorded the song with a synthesizer that was pretty new at the time. It sounds staccato, harsh, and tinny, according to this musicologist. There's also the lyrics, which are simple and repetitive, and depending on whether you love it or hate it, is either very catchy or very maddening and obnoxious. 17 times, simply having a wonderful Christmas time is repeated. So whether you love it or hate it, Paul McCartney does not care.
Nor should he. One
iota, because he makes about $400,000 every year on it.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, basically, I know that he tried to get specific there, this whole musicologist thing. But, I mean, so basically he was saying, yeah, if you like it or you don't, it's kind of because of, like, the words and the tune. It's like, yeah, that's every song. Dork.
Yeah. Oh, my wife's saying she hates. Oh, yeah, I should have known that. My wife said that the song that she hates more, because we've been taking your comments on what songs you love to hate. She hates Last Christmas, despises
what?
That.
By yes. By Wham?
Any version of it.
But and why?
Well, you have to. So my wife is. What do I want to? How do I want to characterize
yeah,
this?
Yeah, pick
well,
this
it's not.
Adjective
I don't mean this. No, it's not like a mean thing. It's not like I'm trying to like be nice here.
Yeah.
But it's the same reason that my wife hates The Office is because she. It's just the characters are too obnoxious, and she just likes things that make everybody happy and joyful and merry. And the lyrics of Last Christmas where it's like, hey, you stole my heart.
Yeah. I mean, it's not exactly an uplifting somebody. Song.
Right. So that's my wife. The uplifting. She does not like sci-fi, no war movies, nothing. She doesn't want to be emotional or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
So when Last Christmas comes on, it's not that she's like super sad about a personal experience that she had. She just doesn't want to listen to somebody sing about, hey, last Christmas I gave you my heart and then you gave it away the next day. So that's, you know, that's what it is.
I don't know. Whatever.
652. Hey, I'm just explaining it. I hope I hope I got it right there. My wife will let me know here in about 8 minutes. Final break here on a Tuesday. Back with some good news.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Friday morning at 10:30. Join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a bit about some of the drama going on in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday over the District 1 Medical Examiner facility and James Calkins' opposition to it, as well as the scheduling changes for the way meetings are going to work with regards to public input. Sam Parker making some changes that not everybody was super appreciative of. We talked about that this morning. Also, it was Tuesday, so we talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons from Escambia County. You can always listen to these segments and interviews on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at getheartchecked.org from Women's Heart Alliance in partnership with Women Heart.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather. Not much to report on so far this hour. That appears to still be the case. We had some accident reports from the last hour that bled into this one, causing some minor congestion on Pine Forest Road near I-10 and also on West 9 Mile Road near Ashland Avenue. While there is still some slight congestion in that area, it's nothing too severe right now. And we also have some congestion near the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road. But other than that, I mean, it is very minor, so you should not be dealing with much issues if you are heading home at this time tonight.
Chilly weather at times as we go through the next couple of days. Wednesday, we're starting out in the 40s with high temperatures a little bit warmer in the middle 60s, partly cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures will continue in the 60s with wind out of the northeast, breezy at times, 10 to 15 miles per hour. If you're looking for a chance for rain, we have a small chance on Saturday and a slightly higher chance to watch on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, 55 degrees now, 43, partly cloudy overnight tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 63. Another example of a song that I will sing the mess out of that my wife hates is Christmas Shoes.
I think I've heard of that one. Is that a sad
Sir,
one?
Sir, I want to buy these
yeah,
shoes.
Isn't that one really sad?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was about to say. Now, that one's a bit rough.
Right, but that's what I mean. So it's the subject matter of anything that is, like, you know, any, like, sort of epic where there's good versus evil, anything that brings emotion other than joy and happiness, my wife is generally not a fan of. So anything like that. But I don't know why she doesn't like Wonderful Christmas Time, though, other than just the sound. But I'll have to ask her, is it the tinniness, is it the repetitiveness, or is it the synthesizer?
Well, if she's anything like me, she's going to hear that question and go, huh?
Yeah, well.
Who's the dork who said that? That's what I'm going to be saying.
Looking at some good news here as we put a bow on Tuesday's show.
Oh, I see what you did there, buddy.
During last week's tornado outbreak in Tennessee, a warehouse filling up Christmas toy donations for over 500 kids was destroyed. But somehow, some way, the presents are all okay.
That's
the
awesome.
Roof and walls are gone, but Live Love Nashville says the presents and food were not. And the presents are intact for every Tennessee tot.
Wow.
A Christmas miracle there.
Absolutely. And the Arizona Daily Star newspaper is getting readers into the holiday spirit. Every day last week and every day this week, one page of the paper is free wrapping paper that people can use if they so wish. And each day has a different design done by local artists. Joe, I mean, you were even saying this is goodness all around, man.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, promotes local art.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, if I had somebody, anybody from the P&J is listening, I mean, I think that's a great idea there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a guy in Kansas named Michael Russell is channeling his inner Clark Griswold again by decorating his home with over 100,000 Christmas lights. That's four times what Clark puts up in Christmas Vacation. Michael's been doing it for 15 years, says it takes 3 months to set it all up. People in his community call it the Griswold House. You can probably Google Kansas Griswold House and see this year's photo. It's awesome. He expects around 8,000 visitors this month. So that's a very cool story there. That'll put this episode in the books here on a Tuesday, December 12th. We're back tomorrow, same time, same place. For Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Austin, you have a good evening, sir, all right?
You too.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.